Hi, this is John Reid, and you're listening to Mick Brown on Delight Breakfast. It's the music you want to hear.
And we welcome, he's night crawled in.
John
Reid, welcome to Delight Radio.
I'm honoured.
And your sidekick, Michael J. McAvoy. Michael?
Nice to
meet you. He wouldn't be happy with that, Mick.
No, I'm happy. I'm fine with that.
What's the J for?
John.
John.
Yeah, so that's, we're kind of twins, you know.
Yeah, man. That's news to me.
This has been a long time, hasn't it?
Bro.
I mean, we used to do the PAs for a night call, wasn't that? Do you remember?
Vaguely, yeah. Vaguely.
So, this is a labour of love. We know that. Because, you know, when you think that push the feeling on was, 94, 95?
Yeah, 95, yeah.
And suddenly, you know, you've finally done the album. Why is it so long?
We're just saying to Tony off air, you know, I get on the sort of writing tip. You know, worked on various things and wrote a lot of records for like Tina Turner and Rod Stewart and all that kind of stuff. And then it kind of, as I say, I've never been a very hard worker. So I managed to stretch that out for a number of years. And then eventually we got to a point, to cut a long story short, where the time was right for us to get in. Because Mike and I have obviously talked about it for a number of years, and
we got lots to chat about. Mike, I know, because you do loads. You do film scores and TV scores, and I did that. We'll find out how you got involved in a minute. But if you're going to kind of redo a song in a kind of up to date style, then this is it, isn't it?
This is it.
Off the new album, Nightcrawlers Soul Sessions. This is Push the Feeling On, but in a different style. From the new LP, Nightcrawlers Soul Sessions, John Reid, and they're here with his sidekick. Michael, he's described you as a genius.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if you go that far, but I put a lot of work into my He's also a culinary.
You can cook.
That's difficult this time in the morning for me. Guy's an amazing cook.
Especially how, I like to eat.
How does a film man score, TV score, get involved with soul music, funky music?
Well, I met John in 1993 because you had a deal with Island, mm-hmm. and he was doing a record, and it was Phil Chill. Yeah. Was producing it, and Phil, you know, brought me in to do a sessions, you know, as a musician, and we just hit it off, you know, and we ended up, you know, I did some backing vocals, and we were getting, and we just kind of connected, and then, you know, John went off on his journey, you know, and into the hinterland of popular music, and
the hinterland. I'm going to look that up later on. I have no idea what that means.
Do you know what is amazing though, John, is that, you know, people will, when you say, you know, John Reed Nightcrawler, they'll immediately go, oh yeah, the song he had out.
That's right.
But some of the we'll talk about that in a minute. But were you a soul boy when you were kind of 15, 16?
Mate, I was a soul boy from as far back as I can remember. I used to sit in the room when I was 12 years old and sing Ben with a little note. In life, we have certain recollections. I mean, I can't even remember yesterday, but I can remember sitting in my room as a kid going, Ben, the two of us may look no more. 12 years old.
Could I say as well, would it be unfair of me to say that this new LP has got ringings of Michael Jackson on it?
Well, you know, we've been really flattered by the comparisons, because, you know, we're huge fans of Quincy and the Off the Wall record and all those records. So any comparison of like that is a great thing for us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously, in particularly Mike, because, you know, he produced this record, and I have to say he's done an incredible job. You know.
So what would have been the first song you ever paid money for? When you went out record shop and said, "Here, mate, I want that."
Listen, I have to tell you, I was up until I discovered George Benson, Mick. I was a rock guy.
All right.
I was because I play the squiddly guitar. I'm like a lead guitar player, rock guy.
Angus,
so I can play all that, right? Mike will tell you I play all the shredding stuff, and I'm half decent. But so I was into all that AC stuff, and then in fact I told him the story the other day about how my mate brought me this record out of the blue. Whereas, you know, we had the combat jackets with the patchouli oil on and we were stinking, you know. And then he came up to my place, you know, my house one day, and he went, "I've got this record, but it's not a rock record, it's, I don't know what it is." Anyway, puts this record on and the two of us sat there and the tears were running down my face, you know. And it was Jennifer Holliday, "And I Am Telling You."
"And I Am Telling
You." Right. And the two of us were like, but we're
from Dreamgirls, isn't it?
From Dreamgirls.
Because we I do a little, sort of like we call it music in the backseat, 9:45, and that song crops up every so often.
Man,
it's such a show stealer.
It changed my whole career path, you know, because that was soul, you know, and I'd been aware of it with Jaco and all that and stuff, but I wasn't buying those records. And then all of a sudden, I got the George Benson collection, I got, you know, the In Your Eyes album, and then I started singing, really.
It was weird for me because one of my best mates, when we were kind of was growing up, I was always reggae and soul boy. And my mate Tim was into rocky stuff. And one day he gave me a Steely Dan album. And I thought, wow, this is just a similar kind of thing. It's that wow factor, isn't it, when you hear these great songs. All right, let's play some songs from the new album. And hang on, let's see if we can get this one sorted. All Night Long.
Do you want to sit, mate?
No. From the LP Nightcrawler Soul Sessions, John Reed is here with his psychic, Michael McAvoy, on Delight. 8:45 in the sunshine. You're going to have to wear this England flag in a minute, you know, for a picture.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
John Reid, All Night Long from the Nightcrawlers Soul Sessions album. It's 13 to 9. A labour of love then,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, man.
A labour of love. So, now I've been wanting to talk about this, because as I said, if people will know you from the Nightcrawlers, but Rod, Tina Turner.
Yeah.
I mean, there's you've written all these, and you also wrote the... Because you know Simon Cowell, don't you? I suppose
yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
And you wrote the big Leona Lewis.
Well, that came from. It was me and you, a boy, Swedish guy, Jörgen Elfsson. We wrote A Moment Like This for. Yeah. Originally for Kelly Clarkson, for American Idol. But of course, as Simon, you know, he always. The thing about him is, if he gets a decent song, he'll use it again at the right time. And then, of course, Leona in 2006. It was the right thing for her, for here, obviously.
But these are all, I mean, serious. But Westlife.
Westlife, I mean, Unbreakable, yeah.
Big songs.
Yeah, I mean, mate, listen, I had a moment there where you know, we did Unbreakable and A Moment Like This pretty much at the same time, Mick. You know, so, and they you know, A Moment Like This was number one in America at the same time as Unbreakable was number one here in the UK. So it was a purple patch, and it was a real sort of highlight for me that, you know, it was all downhill from there, I have to say.
Do people now ring you up? Say, could you write something, or is it? Do you just, you got a stack of songs and you got a publisher and they send them out?
You know, it was never like that for me. People say that, you know, they say, oh, you must have been, you know, sought after, but nah, not really. I have to be honest. It was, I just sort of turned up and wrote my songs, and if they landed, they landed. But I was never really sought out. I was kind of always under the radar a wee bit. You know, it's amazing the amount of people who don't know.
What's I'm just saying?
You know, anything about my
people
career, really.
Know yeah. Nightcrawlers, but yeah. All those. I mean, Tina Turner must have been great to actually work with. Did you work with her, or did they just get the song?
She came into the. We cut that song in a studio in Kingston upon Thames that was kind of on fire for a while.
What, here?
Yeah, in Kingston. You know, that was like a. That was a little hub for a while there. You know, they did Enrique Hero, they did Cher Believe. So the eyes of the musical world for a moment were on that.
Kingston.
In Kingston, yeah. So we were on there behind the red door. Rod came in. Yeah. You know, they all came in there. Tina came in.
I did there was a Kenny Jones from The Who.
Uh-huh.
He's got a polo club down in Surrey.
Right.
And he has a concert every, we used to do it every year for, it's all for male testicular cancer research.
Sure.
And they did the Faces reunion.
They did?
It was Rod, him, and Ronnie Wood. In front of
down
the,
there.
In this lovely Hurtwood Park Polo Club.
I bet.
And Rod was just, you know when someone looks like a star?
Yeah.
Because he came into when I interviewed him once on Capital years ago, and he walked in and I said, Rod, can I just say something? Look unbelievable. And he had this white shirt with this lovely kind of velvet collared overcoat on. He just looked
Tremendous. He did even when he was there. The guy's ageless, isn't he? You look at him and you go, when's the Barnett going to leave? And the Barnett's, he's got a perma shed, as I call it. It's like he never moves, you know.
So, Michael, the films, you do films. So why are you living in Ramsgate then? Why are you not in Los Angeles or something?
It's fresh air. Well, my wife's British, you know, she doesn't want to leave here. Yeah. And, you know, I sometimes get over to the States for little, you know, short periods of time. But I love England. You know, this is my home.
Come on, England. Come on. Oh, hello. You heard it first.
Yeah. No, my parents moved here when I was a teenager. And, you know, they're still here. My dad's 81. And, you know, we love the culture. We love being near Europe. And, you know, I mean, that's actually music was one of the big reasons they moved here, because sort of the education I was going to get as musically was much better here than I was going to get in America.
There is an amazingly huge, huge soul following in this country, isn't there?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, we were just saying off
passionate.
Air. Yeah, I mean, it's... But listen, this kind of music, man... This is never gonna die.
No, it doesn't. This is, you know, MFSB. You hear it now, and it always sounds like Motown.
Yeah.
It was the production on that, but it does sound like it's just been unwrapped, isn't it?
Yeah,
and great songs as well.
I mean,
St. John's just he just, because of that, all the pop stuff he's done, you know, he just knows about, you know, my structure
sure.
and
yeah.
you know what it's great storytelling as well. Just
yeah.
you know, bringing people in and.
All right, let's go back to the LP then. I Need Your Love. Any story with this?
The high note in the chorus, that's the only story I've got. I'm still trying to recover from that.
Nightcrawlers Soul Sessions! Ouch!
Oh my god.
8 to 9. Where do I begin? I tell you that I'm sorry. When the walls are closed.
let's get back together again.
Sunshine music for 2018. The long hot summer continues. The heat wave. Always a nice song.
Ooh. Ooh, we like that, don't we?
Yeah, we like a bit of summer madness, don't we?
That's a mic cord right there.
Yeah, baby.
Are you going to be bringing this album to life?
We are. After talking to you, we definitely are.
I think it'd be nice. I mean, I could imagine seeing you on stage with a band, not, you know, like the Push the Feeling. We keep going back to that. It was almost like a PA song. You know, you put a CD on and you stand in front. But I can imagine, you just said you're a guitarist, and I can imagine you being up there.
I left out the bit about being bad. a bad guitarist. But no, listen, as I say, it would be amazing to play live and to take this record out. It would be. That's why we did it. So,
one of the things me and John talked about when we first were sort of talking about this, doing this album, you know, and kind of coming back together after John's period into the hinterland.
After I came back from my journey, man.
Everything wanted to be live, you know, so this album, there's, you know, the only track that has, you know, a sort of a program drum is the ballad. And every other track is live, everything is live. There's no, you know, kind of quantized stuff. It's like Fender Rhodes, you know.
I mean, that was a shock for me, because obviously I've been in the pop world for so long, where people can go into a booth and go, "I need your love." How's that?
That's great.
Don't worry about it. I've got old chowd. I've got, you know. Whereas
we didn't use
I'm with Mike, and he's like, "Oh, John, you know, this is." And it took. But I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I can sing. We all know that, right? But when you get to that point where everything has to be, you know, everything on that record. One or two wee high notes, you know, where I had to have a few cracks at it, but it's all real, and it was a real shock to my system, because I've been doing the put, like I say, for a number of years, where you didn't have to be on point, whereas with this stuff, you have to be able to sing it in tune, with feeling, or you have to do it again. And that's, you know, Mike was like the whoosh with a whip. Whoosh.
You gotta do it again, man. It doesn't have the right feel, man. You know, man.
But also, we have Ernie McCone, who was a big part of this project. Ernie McCone's a bass player. Currently, he's out there playing with Candy Staten. But he's, you know, me and him are going back to Boogie Back days. You know, we did all the Lonely Washburn, and we did a whole bunch of stuff in the early 90s. And we continue to do things. And so Ernie's the rhythm section. He's the groove guy. Yeah. He helps us lay this foundation down. So You know, he's, if we go live, which we're hoping to do, he would be on bass.
Yeah.
You know, and everything would be live. We have, you know, live band, no playing along to computers or any of that stuff. We want to do it like the old school days. Mm. You know,
because I think this world requires that. They require it to be done a certain way. You know,
well, it's too much. We were thinking the other day. You know, you look at the current top 40. How many of those songs have played in? 10 weeks, let alone 10 years.
Mike, you know what? We don't want to sort of beat them up too much. We know how this game works, bro. We know that. And to be honest, I don't care about that, and I don't think you do either. What we're doing here is we're doing music that we love.
And there's a big enough audience,
and there is,
actually to cater for that as well. If you understand, if you took that show out, there is. It's not like we're talking about 100 people who might turn up to a gig. You know,
it's. We're seeing that, you know. I'm discovering it, you know, because this record is a new thing for me, you know, obviously. So I'm seeing how big an audience there is out there, and how passionate they are as well.
I mean, the other night there was that big Quincy show.
Yeah. Oh, at the O2, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My daughter's boyfriend is a drummer. He's 28. He was there, loving it, you know. And they were playing all those MJ songs.
What was interesting about that night? I was expecting lots of the old people to turn up. I mean, George Benson was down the road that night at the Albert Hall. Do you hear about that?
Yeah, he couldn't sing.
He came off after 20 minutes.
His voice was gone.
But it was all kind of Paul Weller and Mick Hucknall doing Quincy Jones. I mean, it was interesting, wasn't it? It's kind of like not the soul-y people that you think.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I suppose, the unfortunate thing in a way. But, the songs they were playing were all the stuff off the wall. Yeah. And, that's our benchmark. When me and, we're thinking, like, what kind of level of album do we want to aim for? Like, for me, it's Michael Jackson's best album.
Oh, so I think Off the Wall is the greatest album I've ever heard in the world. My favorite album of all time, and it is. Yeah. I
studied that, man. That's in terms of arrangement and production. You know, that's the thing. That was school for me when I was 17. When everyone was into punk, I was listening to that and Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, and in a way, there was. You know, I think you're probably that same kind of person, right? We weren't part of what's going on out in the streets.
Yeah.
You know. And I think, that with John, listening to George Benson as a teenager, I mean, that's sophisticated music.
Funk. Okay, another one from Night Caller's Soul Sessions, 9 o'clock across the UK. Shake the Funk. You think that you're on.
Singing, praise the Lord and move on.
Jake the Funk, John Reed.
Jake the Funk.
Hang about, your new song. This one's going to start. We don't want to start this one yet. No, isn't it? We might as well. Go. So is this your favourite song of the album?
Yeah, this one's a real favourite of mine. You know, it captures everything for me melodically, vibe wise, and it is. You know, it's got a little bit of Michael in there. You know, that kind of flavour that he loved, those big BVs and stuff.
Did you say you're going to see the Michael Jackson exhibition?
Yeah, we're going. Mike and I are going to go and see that this afternoon.
Fabulous.
We have to go, don't we? Pay our respects. You know, guy gave us everything.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in. We'll play the song, obviously. And you said you do a little acoustic-y session sometime. Why don't you come and do one here?
Of course, we will.
And you're living in Dubai?
Yeah, yeah.
Fabulous.
Lovely. Last time
whereabouts? In the actual main bit?
In the marina, you know, in JBR, up that neck of the woods there.
Remember the first time we went there? We stayed at a hotel, and when you were down on the beach, you looked back, and there was one hotel, then there was nothing.
There was nothing,
Next time we went there was a hotel, Grand something it was called, anyway. And then the last time we went, it was like Gotham City.
That's what I call it. It's like Gotham City.
You look up and there's your hotel, and then you look over and there's these like incredible high-rise things. It's all gone mad, isn't it?
They've thrown them up really quickly, you know. And it's great. I like it.
It's a great place. Listen, thanks for coming in, Michael. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you. And the album's out, and we're looking forward to the tour, and we'll be letting you know about it first, I would think. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, John Reed, Michael J. McAvoy, John Boy. Act Delight today, playing tracks from that wonderful Nightcrawlers Soul Sessions. It was a labour of love. It took long enough, by the way.
Me. for a beautiful summer day from Nightcrawlers Soul Sessions. Thank you, John. Thank you, Miguel. Great stuff.
You know who we are. Delight Radio. Playing the music you want to hear.